Greetings. This is a Dharma talk about hoarding our stories. A while back, in one of my meditation classes, a student told a story about her neighbor, who, it turns out, is a hoarder. The student wasn't aware of the neighbor's hoarding until she saw a large truck in the driveway one day and went over to see if the neighbor was moving. The neighbor wasn't moving out. He was moving a whole storage space into his house and backyard, which, as it turns out, was already piled high with possessions. Hoarding things is a physical manifestation of filling every space in our head with thoughts. We hoard our stories about ourselves and others, about our lives and experiences, about our fantasies, hopes, and fears. We have to maneuver around and over these stories all the time to catch glimpses of the world around us. How could we possibly see the truth when so much of the space is blocked by stories? How can we even breathe with so little airspace left in our heads? Michael Singer says, "Your self-concept is just a collection of thoughts about yourself." I see how antithetical to clarity my stories are, yet feel fear when I consider releasing them, being without them more accurately. Releasing isn't fearful, being without is. That must be the goal then, not to be afraid to be without them, to be fearless without them. Eckhart Tolle says, "To be identified with mind is to be trapped in time. The eternal present is the space in which your whole life unfolds. The eternal present is the space in which your whole life unfolds." Life cannot unfold completely when the space is occupied by stories and fears. We must find fearlessness to be free. As long as we are our minds, what choice do we have? Don't spend your life piling up and or avoiding things that aren't happening. Clear your mind and make room for the present. Inhaling, I see myself as the sky. Exhaling, I feel free. Inhale, sky. Exhale, free.